like show business. I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
Hope, last Sunday, the Oscars. They didn't get it right when they announced the best picture, and I didn't get it right either when I was on television, but I did fudge it. I did say that Moonlight was the only one I could see that could upend La La Land. So what do you think about the choice?
I think that Moonlight is the better film. I think it was the best film to come out last year. It's interesting. I thought that the likely contender, to be honest, I thought it might be Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures, I know.
Which is an admirable piece of film and a story that I can't believe we didn't know before now. It's infuriating to me that we never knew that before now. But I did not care for the film. I thought it was far too safe.
Oh,
in terms
yeah.
of storytelling.
My word was tidy.
Thrilled that Moonlight won.
Moonlight is so much deeper, but I was making my typical mistake, trying to predict what I thought the population would love.
The competition last year for Best Picture was much stronger, but very few people chose Spotlight.
Right.
The last minute came this film that had nominated a few things but didn't really win anything, and it won Best Picture. So it's kind of interesting the way in the last couple of years, it hasn't been the front runner that took Best Picture.
Yeah.
You just didn't see films last year that were as strong all the way around as Fences and Moonlight. To me, Moonlight was far and away the highest quality film from last year.
And that was my
La La Land. It's a lovely film. It's a wonderful film that just makes you happy from the first opening scene to the last. Such a feat of direction. The actress category, even before the nominations came out, it was stronger this year than it has been in recent memory. And there are so many people that got left out that could easily have been nominated. Rebecca Hall for Christine. Annette Bening. The thing that made me the most irritated of all the nominations this year is that Viola Davis was in the supporting actress category when she's not only the lead actress in Fences, she's the lead in Fences. The film is about her character, and she is in 95% of the film.
Settle
and
down, Hope.
She should have won Best Actress.
Now, you know, they made that choice.
It was a bad choice.
And she made the choice.
Well, I don't know that she had anything to do with
it. I read that she did.
Really?
I read that she thought she would be more competitive in the supporting actress. Now, the studios frequently will do that.
Yeah.
Like Martian for Best Comedy.
Right.
Right. They'll put it in a category so that they can win it.
Sure.
Because all they want to do is win it.
Mm-hmm. Of the group that were nominated for Best Lead, Isabelle Huppert would have been my choice.
Okay, yeah.
She owned that movie, and if she hadn't been in the film, I think it would have been unwatchable.
A lot of finesse, a lot of maturity.
Yeah.
I would not have been surprised if she had won.
No.
I was fairly certain Casey was going to get it, Casey Affleck, for Best Actor. But I said I could feel Denzel breathing down his neck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how are you happy with Casey?
I thought Casey Affleck was a lock, and then Screen Actors Guild Award gave it to Denzel, and it seemed like it surprised even Denzel Washington.
Yes, it did.
As it got closer, I think there was backlash about Casey Affleck's performance and about the film Manchester by the Sea, which is very sad. I thought a very surprising humor throughout. I laughed several times in the film.
One thing I did win is with the bettors in Las Vegas, I bet that Casey was a better actor than his brother.
Yeah. That's a good bet. I'd take that bet.
What I don't know is how much of the demise of Birth of a Nation happened because Nate Parker had been similarly accused.
It is so difficult to get a rape case to trial that by the time somebody greenlights that, the perpetrators look pretty convicted already.
Yeah.
And even though the convictions were overturned, or one was overturned, one was not convicted, the woman killed herself.
So there's a
lot of ugliness around that is much more serious than what Casey Affleck was accused of.
But I was intrigued about the background.
Mm-hmm.
Now, talking about backgrounds, Hope, Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
What's this all about? Hacksaw Ridge.
Mm. A phenomenal story that I didn't know, and I'm glad that I know. I think that Mel Gibson is a very talented director. A nut.
He did win, however, a couple of categories, didn't it? Best film editing.
And I think sound
and
editing.
And sound editing,
as well.
Yeah. Mel is back.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to encourage our audience also, while they're there, to go to Gateway Film Center to see the shorts.
Yes.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.